Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Joining me, as always, is Billboard Deputy Editor Digital, Katie Atkinson. Hello, Katie.
Oh, hi, Keith.
How are you?
Doing great, because coming up today, we have Must Hear Music with Billboard Deputy Editor Digital, Joe Lynch.
Hey. Your equivalent.
Indeed.
In the New York office. Well, as always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop.
Today on the show, we've got Must Hear Music. Joe and the team will be chatting about their thoughts on which songs are vying for the all-important Song of the Summer.
Well, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on iTunes so you won't miss an episode, and give us a rating or review while you're at it. If you have any questions for us, feel free to tweet us at Keith_Caulfield or at KT Atkinson. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit itunes.com/billboardpodcasts. So, Katie, do you have any early front runners for Song of the Summer?
Well, my personal favorite to listen to is
Coldplay?
No, surprisingly, no. Calvin Harris's Slide, which came out months ago, but has such a summer vibe.
Sure.
That's the one. And he is releasing a whole album, hopefully in that vein, very soon.
Yeah.
So we'll see what comes from that. How about you?
I don't have one yet. I think the easy route would be to say, oh, I don't know, Despacito.
I mean, that is looking very likely. It's the first song of the summer on our chart, right?
It is already, and it could be hanging around for quite a long time. But then again, you never know, because anything, you know, party songs could be the song of the summer. You could have a ballad at number one on the song of the summer chart.
You never know.
Well, you just never know what could happen on the song of the summer chart.
Well, let's see what the Must Hear Music team thinks that could be Song of Summer now.
Hello, and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. We have we have our annual Song of the Summer edition, where we are going to make some completely useless, unfounded predictions on what we think the Song of the Summer 2017 will be, and then give our personal picks for what we personally hope.
Wow.
We'll take the crown this year. So I'm Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
As well as Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
Thank you guys for joining me. How's your summers going so far?
Hey, I can't complain.
Didn't realize summer started.
All right. Wow. incredible, inspiring. All right, let's start. So Billboard just launched our annual, what do we call it?
Summer Song of the Summer chart.
Summer Songs chart. Yeah, Songs of the Summer chart. And so basically what happens is every year we launch a Songs of the Summer chart. Unlike the Hot 100, which changes week to week, this is cumulative. So what ends up being the official, you know, Billboard decreed Song of the Summer, you know, basically, like, if you're number three on the charts consistently throughout the summer, like, those points all add up. So let's say you're
exactly
number one week, but then you drop to number 20 the next few weeks. Like, you wouldn't perform as well as something that was a consistent number three.
Exactly.
But yeah, so anyways, so that just launched, and it is, because it just launched, is obviously a lot of just the usual suspects of what is on the Hot 100 right now, but let's talk about some of them. So the first number, you know, it's been number one for 4 weeks now. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber, Despacito.
Yes.
Talked about in this podcast. How do we feel about this, one, as a summer song in general? Like, do we like this as a summer song? And two, do we think this will be the song of the summer 2017?
Ooh. I'll let Lindsay go first.
All right. Yeah, so I talked about this on the podcast a while back.
Yeah, because you interviewed him, right?
I did indeed. That was when it was at like 40-something on the chart. So not to say I single-handedly brought it to number one,
but... Wow, Q&A.
You were like the pinky finger in the hand that brought it
to
number
one. I was the assist to Justin Bieber, some
Love
might
it.
Say.
Yeah, basically.
And then he went for the...
You texted him, you were like, JB, you got to get on this.
Yeah. And he said, thanks, L.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this is actually, if I had to make an educated guess, I would say this would win as Song of the Summer. I think it's a very catchy song, clearly. And one of the things he pointed out is just Latin music in general is made for people to dance to and to sort of have a good time. And it's feel-good music, which I think really fits in with what people look for and want in a Song of Summer.
I think that's a good point. Jason, what
are
your...
it's kind of the perfect summer song. It's cool that it's mostly in Spanish. You know, just if you just think about the different components of it, you have the Justin Bieber hook, and then you have Luis Fonsi, who has an amazing voice, and then you have Daddy Yankee kind of breaking the song up a little bit with a rap verse. I mean, this is the front runner right now. If you had to bet, it would probably be this one as the song of the summer. But you know, I don't know if it's going to be one of those things that lasts at number one forever, but because of its position right now, I guess it's an obvious thing to be like, the number one is the front runner, but it is
literally,
I mean, it has radio momentum, and you know, people love this song, and it just kind of is perfect for the season.
Yeah, and I think one thing you had mentioned, Lindsay, when you interviewed Luis, is that there are other remixes coming up with other big names. So I would imagine what they're doing now is just kind of like watching the charts, and when it starts to slip, that's when they toss out the new remix. So that's going to kind of like help give it more momentum and keep it towards the top. So I think we have, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons to think that this is going to stay, if not number one for most of the summer, like it's going to be towards the top and is a pretty strong front runner. In terms of, you know, like, do we like this as a song of the summer? I think, like you said, you know, it's just like a feel-good but relaxed song. You know, it's like, it is danceable, but it's not like very high-energy dance, which in a way is like kind of perfect for the summer. Like, you know, the summer in many places in the world gets incredibly hot. Like, people don't want to be like dancing like they just dropped E.
I love this
they
theory.
You know, a lot of people want to like dance, but like, let's be honest,
a
like
breezy summer dance,
they're drinking, they're full from barbecue. Like, you want to kind of like half dance, half just like stagger around in the heat.
It's sort and of
what
goes
kind
with
of summers do you have, Joe Lynch?
You don't want to know.
You're just
revealing
staggering around.
Pretty much, yeah.
But what something that sort of goes hand in hand with that is the lyrics too. It's highly entertaining to watch people out just sing Despacito and then sort of mumble, like a laid-back mumble from there on out. So I guess if you're staggering around with your dance moves, the lyrics are somewhat similar.
I just spend my summer staggering. What are you doing this summer? Staggering around? I don't know.
Yeah, apparently.
And actually what you were saying with people just knowing the Despacito part reminds me of the last major Latin song of the summer, Macarena, a song where everyone, you know, would just scream the words Macarena when it came around. And then when the verses came on, people were just kind of like mumbling their way through.
Right.
Well, this reminds me mostly of the last huge non-English hit, which was Gangnam Style, where literally only people knew Gangnam Style and Hey Sexy Ladies.
That's true.
Like, you know, and this time you actually have a little bit more if you're an English speaker only, because you have at least the Bieber intro, and then you kind of mumble along after that. But no, I mean, look, honestly, it's very cool to have a mostly Spanish language song at the top of the Hot 100. Like, this is a very rare thing, and it's cool to see that representation not only on the chart but on top 40 radio. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and there was a I think it was in the Washington Post, an article about this. And we've been talking about it, too, a bit with our Latin editor, Layla, like whether this is kind of another Macarena situation where...
Latin music editor, Layla.
Latin music editor.
Not just Latin editor, Layla. We have multiple Latin
editors.
Well,
actually, that's what this is, a Latin vertical. We say like dance editor, Matt, whatever.
Yeah, that's fair.
Whatever. Anyways. Yeah, just like whether this is another Macarena situation where there's this massive Latin hit, and like as in 96 when that became big, everyone was like, oh, Latin music is the next big thing, and then it just didn't really happen. Like, it didn't break through mainstream wise. There's a question of like whether this is going to be another Macarena or this like heralds a change in like actual listening habits. I would guess the latter. I feel like with the changing demographics of the country,
yep,
we'll see a lot more Spanish language songs, yeah, enter the top 10.
And you had artists try this before. I mean, yeah, a couple years ago, I think it was right around, you know, the springtime. So to have a song of the summer, Drake put out a song with Romeo Santos, which mm-hmm. was not the best song.
No.
But it was kind of the exact same template of this. He sang a little bit in English, Drake, that is, a little bit in Spanish. And but yeah, it just wasn't as impactful as right. Despacito.
Well, it wasn't as good of a song.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I'm sure you've heard it, and you will continue to hear it, but let's listen to a little bit of it. Despacito.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto.
All right, let's talk about another Bieber joint. So another hot song of the Ooh. Summer contender, I'm the One, DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. So now we talked about this in the podcast, I guess when it came out like a month or so ago. Now that we've sat with it for a while, what are our thoughts about like hearing this constantly for the next 3 months?
I'm already a little tired of it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Okay, so do you think that means that it's not going to be a song of the summer, that's going to drop off
no,
pretty fast?
I think it'll stick around. It already has. I mean, yeah, its whole lifespan has been in the top three of the Hot 100. And yeah, I mean, I personally like other DJ Khaled songs more, like DJ Khaled hip-hop focused posse cuts mm-hmm. more. But I think that the Bieber hook just separates it and is the reason why it's doing so well on
yeah.
pop radio.
Well, the Bieber hook is great. It's not an incredible song overall, and like we've said on this podcast, I think it's pretty a little maybe even uncomfortably close to Kent Jones' Don't Mind.
Yeah.
Just Don't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, but it's you know, it is a good song. Like, it's one of those things, like, if I hear it, I'm not going to mind, but I'm probably not mm-hmm. going to put it on, personally, a lot.
I feel
you.
Yeah.
What do we think about, so, also in summer song contention, That's What I Like by Bruno?
It's another one I'm sick of. How many remixes are there at this point? Right?
All of them? I don't know.
All the remixes.
Well,
there's a lot.
You know, what's interesting is that, obviously, the song peaked a couple, almost like 6 weeks ago, I want to say. And it's still persisting. I mean, he performed at the Billboard Music Awards his next single, Versace on the Floor. But at the same time, That's What I Like is, like, I think number one on our radio songs chart right now. And mm-hmm. I hear it everywhere.
It is, mm-hmm. yeah. It's
so
constant.
Yeah, it's just, I don't think they were expecting it to be as big of a hit as it has become. But yeah, it should be around for a while.
Yeah. No, I think it's kind of like we're saying with I'm the One. I think it's good. I think this is a much stronger song than I'm the One, but mm-hmm. it's definitely one of those, personally, like, probably not going to toss it on a playlist, but, like, if yeah. you hear it in the background, you're not going to be mad at it, sort of thing.
I just think the two of those are a little bit slow to be a song of summer. Like, it has to have some dance quality to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some pump-up aspect, and I don't think either of those have it.
Well, let's talk about some dancier ones.
Yeah.
So, we have Zedd, and these are not terribly new, but are both, you know, in Song of the Summer running. We have Zedd and Alessia Cara with Stay, and Kygo and Selena Gomez, It Ain't Me. So we have pop stars with young EDM dudes. What do we think about those songs, if they're going to be Song of the Summers?
Yeah, they've been around for a minute. I guess, yeah, Stay's still doing pretty well, though.
Stay's doing very well. I think
Zedd.
The Selena one, it
like
it
Selena
does not go
one,
away, and it's very good.
Yeah.
What about Bad Liar, Selena Gomez?
It's my song of the summer.
That
Let's
is that
go.
Your pick? It
Let's
is probably
go.
My favorite song of the year so far.
It's great.
I really, really hope that gets radio play.
Yeah, we were just talking about it a couple hours ago. Yeah, I think that people are still playing It Ain't Me so much that Bad Liar has yet to take off on the charts. But I think it's Selena's best single to date, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just such a change up on the charts and or on pop radio. And I just like I think I've talked about this ad nauseum at this point, but I just love the way she uses her voice on this song. Like, yeah, she knows exactly what to do with her delivery, and it's just great. It's a great song.
In the rock realm, do we think there are any songs that might — I'm looking at you and I'm mouthing Imagine Dragons right now.
Yeah, so Imagine Dragons, man. Three years ago, Radioactive was the number two song of — it's 2013. Four years ago. The number two song of the summer, oddly enough, behind Blurred Lines. What a weird year that was.
Interesting.
And it's just like Imagine Dragons just score these songs that started alternative and just rise the ranks in pop music, in pop radio and just on the charts. And yeah, Believer's in like the top 15 now. And you know, they have a follow-up song. They have a new album coming out. I just think like, yeah, that they are kind of like the token top 40 rock group now. And yeah, they were they keep chugging along. Like, people don't really think of them
right
as this this huge artist, but they're playing arenas. They keep scoring hits. So yeah, good for them. Are you an Imagine Dragons fan?
Yeah, I really don't mind them as much as other people seem to. I just think that they keep producing these somewhat similar, like, very heavy, hard-hitting songs that, I mean, like, Believer and Radioactive, they all kind of have the same, like, oomph to them.
Yeah.
And I can get behind that.
They're
very
serious songs.
Yes.
Or they sound
They're, like,
very
aggressive
serious.
Songs. Aggressive rock. And, yeah, I mean, I don't intentionally seek them out, but they end up getting stuck in my head. So I'm a fan.
You're a fan, actually? You gonna go see Imagine Dragons live?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, from when I see them perform on, what was it, the Grammys? I think it.
They have
I
an incredible
most
energy.
People, yeah, I think most people make fun of them, but I think they would be cool.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
To see live.
Another collab, Chainsmokers and Coldplay. Something just like this. What do we think?
Oh, that song.
I don't think song of the summer, but I see that like being a consistent play throughout the summer.
You don't think so? I like Coldplay, but not a fan.
No.
Shoulder shrug, yeah.
Wow, a lot of enthusiasm for that one. What about Julia Michaels' Issues? That's been a girl. I have to admit, like, the first time I heard it, I was like, whatever. And now I'm, like, pretty into it.
I'd agree with that.
Her new single, Oh, my goodness, it's so good. Julia Michaels, let's go.
I wouldn't call it a Song of the Summer contender just because it...
Song of the Spring.
Yes, spring. I can see it for spring, totally. Spring.
Right.
So...
Well, okay, sure. I mean, technically, or usually, according to, you know, historical data, we've crunched the numbers. The Song of the Summer has already been released. Usually it comes out May at the latest. Okay. So chances are what will come to define the summer has already been released. That's not always the case, but...
most likely.
Most likely. Do we think any of the kind of teen poppers, like, who are going solo, like Harry Styles, Zayn, Camila Cabello, do we think any of them have a shot at Song
Camila,
of the Summer?
People are crying in the club. Hey, hey. Yeah, they know crying. That's the thing, Joe, is that there's no crying in the club. As
we've talked
about.
That's why Joe doesn't go to clubs.
Yeah, it's
true.
That's
why I do go to clubs, to be the exception that proves the
rule.
Just
sit in the corner and cry.
And they see me crying in the corner, they're like, oh, that's why there's no crying in the club.
Yeah, I think I think that song is going to take off over the next month or two, I really do.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Sia-written song, so.
Yeah.
I can also see Niall's Slow Hands being, like, a pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Like, it has that good, like vaguely bluesy pop summer vibe. Like, yeah. I could see it, like.
I agree.
Like
I love it.
Maybe not taking off, but being like a consistent performer.
Slowly taking off.
I will say, I think like, and I wrote about this, the sleeper, not maybe not Song of the Summer, but I think it's going to be around, is the new Shawn Mendes single, There's Nothing Holding Me Back.
Hmm. I mean,
it's like,
yeah.
It's just everything that dude touches right now is taking off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's his latest single after Mercy. Mercy did great. And yeah, it just is pretty consistently rising, so Shawn Mendes.
What about, so a lot of the stuff we've talked about are, they're, it's a lot of dudes. It doesn't seem like...
A lot
like,
of dudes.
Honestly, yeah. Like, at least that there's, like, a song from a woman that's in, like, strong Song of the Summer contention right now. I mean, what did you guys, you know, can you think of any exact counterexamples? I mean,
well,
so far it does not look like Katy Perry is going to take that Song of the Summer crown.
Oh, bite your tongue, my friend. Bon
I'm not
appetit.
Saying, listen, I love Katy. I'm just saying, like, it does not seem
bon
like.
Bon appetit. Well, what do you guys think of the Miley? You think that could take off?
I love Malibu.
Yeah.
I don't see it, like, rocketing back to the top. I see it, like, kind of just lingering around in the background. Like, it's a little too pretty and slow, I think.
Another Song of Spring, perhaps.
Yeah.
I actually think Greenlight. I can see that sort of returning. I don't know where...
You think so?
Yeah, it's been growing on me. I did not like it at first, and I've slowly become a huge fan of it. Mm-hmm. And after seeing it live, too, at GovBall, I just think it has a lot of potential because it does sort of have that, like, pump-up beat, good energy.
Yeah. I feel like it's just like not a little bit run its course. I think it's great, but I feel like maybe a second Lord single is what
could
can
Perfect Places
can take us there. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, what about you, Jason? Though, do you see any? I guess is Camila? Like,
yeah,
is that
I was
really
gonna say.
Best?
I think she's got the best shot at it. I really could see that song hitting the top five.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean. I think that It Ain't Me just kind of peaked a little early, but I think that would have gotten there maybe.
Right.
So maybe it's Bad Liars time.
Yeah, I wish. But yeah, like we've, I mean, this has been written on Billboard recently. It's just a lot of dudes towards the top of the charts.
I will always, I've brought this song up in every Song of the Summer discussion. Halsey, Now or Never. I think
you
that
keep
song.
Bringing that up. Yeah, I mean,
I think that song's gonna. I mean, it started to take off. It's
the boy
a
who
pretty.
Cried Now or Never.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I think that it's a. It's definitely something that has legs. I really do.
Yeah.
And I think that the song with Lauren from Fifth Harmony has.
I was gonna say that song.
Too. Yeah.
People seem to really be gravitating towards that.
Strangers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is only released as a promotional single. So
yeah,
far,
I think
so.
I think it's gonna take off. I really do.
I think that is a strong contender too.
Yeah.
The album is solid. I mean, I'm not like a huge Halsey stan, but like it's a real solid.
So you would say you reside now in the Hopeless Fountain Kingdom.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If, you bought real estate in that
place
kingdom.
Myself somewhere. I'm renting some space. I got an Airbnb for a weekend.
Yes.
Okay, what about personal summer song picks? Do we have anything that, you know, either that we think should be but might not be or that we just personally are
I want to hear
jamming
Lindsay's
out too. Yeah, Lindsay, which local native song is your song
different,
of the summer?
Different local indie band, actually.
Featuring Rag & Bone Man.
Oh, what a world that would be. I actually think Portugal the Man's Feel It Still has a lot of potential. It's doing well on radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just a very catchy, feel-good song that has a great beat. And they haven't really done anything like that from their catalog. And this is also their first big release in over 4 years. So I think that it might be the right time for them. I feel that song still. Came out a while ago.
It's good.
That was my try at a bad joke.
Oh.
Not even a pity laugh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sure. Cool.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Well, wait, let's listen to a little bit of it. Then.
Okay.
So sure. Portugal the Man, what's the name of the song?
Feel It Still.
Feel It Still. Here we go. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Jason, what's your personal pick?
I got a couple.
Okay. I asked for one.
One is the song Cheerleader by Omi.
Okay.
Third yes. straight year, no. Song of the
yes.
Summer.
Yes, yeah.
Hula Hoop, also Song of the Summer. Bad Liar, we already talked about.
Yeah.
I love the new Arcade Fire single. Everything Now?
Yeah,
I think that
actually,
song is,
I
think that song
is great.
A
minus
banger.
The flute. The flute's a little
No,
lame.
I love it. I love the
I am very
flute.
Much into it. We were talking with our friends over at Spin and Stereo Gum.
Not a fan. Not
they
a fan.
Hate it. Yeah. Yeah. I do think it's good, honestly. I think
really?
I like they're doing this kind of like late Talking Heads era, like kind of adult dance rock vibes. Like,
yeah.
It's not edgy, but like, I don't know, not everything needs to be edgy. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's not lame either.
No, it's perfect for me. It's just everything I would ever want. What else we got? There's a, you know, somebody that Lindsay just, either wrote or edited, a piece about, T Grizzly. I'm really a fan of First Day Out, which has been rising on the Hot 100. Just more of a, not really a pop radio song, but just mm-hmm. a great like 5 minute rap song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bon Appetit, baby.
Bon Appetit, baby.
Katy Perry featuring Migos taking over the world.
Mm-hmm. All right. Personally, I mean, like I said, yeah, Bad Liar is probably my favorite song of this year. Adore it. After that, I would say Song of the Summer, Dark Horse, Carly Rae Jepsen, Cuts in the Feeling.
I knew somebody would bring it up.
Someone else.
Surprised you didn't, really.
I'm surprised you didn't bring
it up,
honestly.
Good.
It's a fantastic song. I mean, like, she's just like... Like, talk about someone who, like, everything she touches turns to, like, perfection. Like, she's just not missed, really. Like, the last, like, misstep she had, honestly, was that Bieber duet on
I know.
This Kiss. Everything since then, we had a B-sides album from her that was perfect.
Yeah.
This
Store.
I mean, like, Store was so good.
That's the song of the summer,
Store memes.
Just Store.
Yeah. That is my song of the summer. Yeah, I mean, you know, Carly, like, I honestly, like, I don't even know if she's going to, like, hit the top 40 again for a long time.
No.
But,
she'll always be the queen of blogs.
But she will be the blogosphere pop queen.
Yeah,
I mean, she really
forever.
Does. They're just, like, perfect dance pop songs, which are not in vogue right now, but they are fantastic. And then the other one that I very much enjoy from the group Sylvan Esso, the song Radio. Is real cool and a good
it's real cool.
It's real cool, guys.
Yeah, super neat.
But exactly. But let's listen to a little Carly because we haven't
let's
talked about
it.
This in the,
cuts
the
feeling.
Podcast. So let's cut to the feeling. Right, that was new Carly. That's all we got. So we have a full summer coming up. We did this last year, and it was we accurately, probably not that difficult task, but we predicted that Drake's One Dance would be Song of the Summer.
Yeah,
and it was. And we all were like, it'll be Song of the Summer, but we're not that into it. So looking
Aww.
Back on that, what do we think? Was that a good Song of the Summer?
Yeah, I love One Dance. It's on my running mix still. Oh, it's a great running song.
Still choosing to listen I know. To One Dance.
You know, can we just talk for a second on this beautiful podcast we have about, all of my running songs are like songs of the summer. Like, like a Call Me Maybe. Perfect.
Santana Smooth.
Definitely.
That would be awesome to run to that.
Would be a good run. Like, go like to the next level right when those horns kick in.
Yeah, but I listen. that's crazy. But anyway, you totally derailed
me. I really did. I'm so happy about that.
But yeah, One Dance. I still love One Dance, and I listened to it this morning while on the treadmill.
Anyways, that's now I'm derailed. Yeah. What about you just on your treadmill?
Okay, so what's your favorite? Okay, let me ask you guys a question.
Yep.
What is your favorite song in the summer so far of the decade? And here are your choices. 2010, California Girls, Katy Perry.
Okay.
Incredible.
2011, Party Rock Anthem, awful. LMFAO, featuring Lauren Bennett and Goon Rock. 2012, Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen. 2013, Blurred Lines. 2014, Iggy Azalea, featuring Charlie XCX.
That was
Fancy.
A really good song.
2015, Omi, Cheerleader, 2016, One Dance. What do you guys say?
First of all, I would just like to point out, you did not read those off of anything.
Yeah.
That was from memory. Props to Jason was not looking at anything, and he named everyone who is featured on Party Rock Anthem.
Yeah. Listen, shout out to Goon Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might go with California Girls.
Wow.
Yeah, I would agree. It's
like,
it's just
you agree.
Prime
wow.
Katy Perry.
It's a perfect song, and it's also such a perfect summer song. I mean, like, Call Me Maybe, I love it. Was we did our 100 greatest choruses of the 21st century. We put that number one, but I think like Call Me Maybe is kind of good for any season. Mm-hmm. Like California Girls is just like a perfect summer anthem.
Yeah.
I think it's just like quintessential. What about you? Omi Cheerleader?
Yeah, I would say Call Me Maybe number one, and then Omi Cheerleader number two.
You were an early, like, shout out to Jason. Like, when Cheerleader was not even near the top 40, Jason was like, this is a song of the summer contender. No one would listen. Jason was standing in the streets in a potato sack saying, Omi is coming.
Omi's coming. The Felix John remix. Yeah, I love that song. I really still love Blurred Lines, honestly. Like,
it's just there's so much baggage.
There's so much baggage. But man, that song is still the best. So yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, if you guys have summer song predictions, please tweet them at us.
Yeah.
And if you have like kind of dark horse contenders we should be listening to, tweet them at us as well. And we will be back next week to our regularly I'm just like tripping over all the words. We'll be back next week just talking
this
about
what happens to you in summer.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I'm staggering around. It's too hot. I can't think. I can't speak.
Can't function.
Yeah, what a weird summer you must be having, just staggering places.
Right. Towards the end of it, I'll actually be crawling. I can't even
weird.
Muster the stand. Anyways, thank you for listening. Tweet us what you think is going to be Song of the Summer and what we should be listening to, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.